USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Florida Republican Representative Greg Stube was transported to a hospital Wednesday afternoon after he fell off a roof in Sarasota, Florida. The report indicated Congressman Stube was involved in an accident on his property late Wednesday afternoon and has sustained several injuries. The 44-year-old represents Florida's 17th Congressional District, which is the outer suburbs of Sarasota and Fort Myers, through the Everglades. 65-year-old actor Julian Sands has disappeared after hiking up Southern California's Mount Baldy last weekend. San Bernardino County Sheriff's Department announced a call for help came in from his family. Still, no word. 11 storms in California in recent weeks could have ended the drought in the Golden State, but politicians never took the time to increase their water collection capabilities.
We do everything we can to get rid of literally the most precious resource we have, water.
Los Angeles Waterkeeper Executive Director Bruce Resnick on NBC News says because of this, the drought will continue to hinder the California region.
It's not going to change that fundamental dynamic, and that's why I don't want people to get complacent.
The 11 storms brought enough fresh water to cover the entire state of California in 15 inches of water. Because of California leadership, 80% of that water was put directly back into the Pacific Ocean. A cinematographer was fatally shot and the director wounded on the set of the film Rust. Actor Alec Baldwin is the man who pulled the trigger. He could learn his fate today.
Baldwin could face charges in the shooting death of cinematographer Helena Hutchins on the set of the movie Rust. The shooting with an antique revolver happened during a dress rehearsal in October of 2021. At 9 a.m. local time Thursday, a district attorney in New Mexico will announce whether charges will be filed. Baldwin reached a settlement with Hutchins' family last fall in a wrongful death lawsuit. I'm Jeremy Scott.
This is USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to start the year right and keep that warm and cozy feeling going all winter long. Right now is the perfect time to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. That's $30 off and endless variety of gourmet choices, from incredible steaks, premium chicken, delicious pork to seafood. There's something for everyone, and every bite is backed by their 100% money-back guarantee. Visit omahasteaks.com today. Enter TREAT at checkout to get $30 off your order. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
The First Lady Jill Biden had some medical procedures done.
A White House memo released Wednesday said the lesion was a, quote, common, totally harmless growth. A cancerous lesion was removed from above the First Lady's right eye as well as her chest. Dr. Kevin O'Connor, the physician to the president, said that Biden is, quote, recovering nicely from the procedures. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Microsoft announced Wednesday it plans to eliminate 10,000 jobs, another casualty of inflation, teetering on recession. It will be the company's largest layoffs in more than 8 years and the latest in a string of cuts from big technology companies across the board. The software company's chief executive officer wrote that the layoffs won't happen before the end of March and will affect less than 5% of the company's worldwide workforce, estimated at 200,000 people. Wes Moore has been sworn in as Maryland's 63rd governor.
My answer is this. It's the only way that I've ever led. You know a question I never once asked my soldiers when I was leading soldiers in Afghanistan? What's your political party? It didn't matter.
Moore was sworn in with his hand on a Bible once owned by Frederick Douglass, who escaped from slavery in Maryland back in the day. 8 teams remain in the National Football League playoffs. 2 games will be played on Saturday, and 2 games will be played on Sunday. Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.